This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Hubert Lee runs QuadB, a social network for Gen Z students. Over the last year, they've built a platform that's being used in universities all over Malaysia. He himself is a personality in his own right, having built his own TikTok following to over 1.5 million followers in 5 months. And we'll talk about that too. But good morning, Hubert. Right? So when I was looking at this, I said, what, are you the next Facebook?
Right. Thank you for having me, Frida. I've been a huge fan. So to answer your question, truth is we are not trying to be the next Facebook. We are just providing a solution that we believe Facebook could not provide. And that is to bring Generation Z students all together into one platform.
Right. Okay. So so when did this idea come about? Why the need for a social network for Gen Z students?
Well, the story started in 2018. Mm-hmm. I was in my grandmother's house during Chinese New Year, 2018, back in the days when we can still go out for celebrations and all. So I have a cousin, 17 and 18 years old, respectively, two cousins, and I think they're really, really smart. Mm-hmm. And I asked them, hey, you know what? I like both of you. Why not you add me on Facebook? And both of them gave me a very, very judgmental look. And I asked them, like, what's up? And they told me in Chinese, nobody uses Facebook anymore.
Oh.
And then I was wondering, like, hey, what happened? What do you mean nobody uses Facebook? So I have two options. First, I can either feel offended. Second is I want to understand why. So I asked them why, and they told me the same thing again. Nobody uses Facebook. Facebook is for old people.
Okay.
And so I tried understanding the situation, and turns out when they said nobody, they actually meant nobody in their age group.
Right.
And they're 17 to 18. So I asked them, what do you use to connect with friends in college and university? And they said Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. But we know that these platforms are very not community-centric.
Right.
So we set up to build a solution for them.
Okay. So, and you feel that they still want to be part of a community, but it's got to relate to them.
Yes, it's got to relate to them. It's got to relate to what they're interested in. And the best way to find what you're interested in is to find what others are interested in. And that's how you actually find like-minded peers and like-minded communities. So down the road, I brought my two co-founders, Shin and Waiting. We built QuadB from just a piece of paper, a sketch on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And a few months later, we got our endorsement from Ministry of Education.
Right. Okay. So this is being used in universities all over the country, right? Is anything much happening in campuses now?
Fortunately and unfortunately, nothing much is happening in campus now. Mm. Fortunately for us, it has helped us see a growth in our company, in our user base. Mm. And at the same time, unfortunately, because I'm an event junkie, I like going to campuses. I like going to visit students just to understand them, see them, and just to understand the market. But I can't do that.
Right. Okay. So, and how many universities have come on board?
Up to date, 31 universities.
Right. Okay. I want to find out, right? Like, how do you monetize something like this?
The way we monetize is by providing students what we call opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
When we say opportunities, we actually mean value-based advertising. So we believe in ads that adds value, advertising that adds value to students.
Mm.
And we are talking about ads that is not blindly telling you to buy, but they're actually providing a form of value first, such as a 50% off your first purchase or 15 ringgit off your 30 ringgit or job opportunities.
Right.
So this is how we provide opportunities to students. It helps students probably excel better in their studies. It helps them have a new restaurant to try to eat at or probably a new job opportunity. And at the same time, it helps us monetize as well.
Okay, so obviously you've been getting a lot of attention from advertisers.
We believe we are sitting on a very, very interesting market right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone speaks of Generation Z, but not many people know what's in the minds of the Generation Z.
Mm-hmm.
So fortunately for us, we may not be in the Generation Z itself, but we have deep level insights on what the market is like from our many years of activities with the students.
Right. You know, I was looking at your website, right? And for the Quad Wee campus request form, right? And there were several T's and C's, right? Can you run them by me and why these are put in place, right? So you said that there are a number of requests on campus. If they're only three requests, it's no different to just use a WhatsApp group. So how many people are you looking at before you give access to a campus? And why are you, you know, playing hard to get?
Right. If we talk about psychologically, playing hard to get could make us more interesting as an organization.
Okay.
But truth is, let's just admit it. Nobody would put in effort to launch in a university that only has three requests.
Right.
And the reason why we want to have more requests in a university is so that we can measure our demand in such universities.
Mm.
And we also want to see how interested a student is. Because if a student is interested to launch in, help us launch in their university, we can see it from the amount of effort they put in. And the amount of effort is usually translated into a number of requests.
Mm.
And usually, we will usually judge around 0.1 to 1% of the total university base. So if a university, it has 1,000 students,
right,
we are looking at around 10 to 100 requests or 10 to 100 requests to launch in that university. We are really, really agnostic in the number of students.
Okay.
It is just a placeholder that we put.
All right. And you find that at least with that, it's a good starting point. Anything less than that, you're not going to get traction, right?
Yes, it's not going to get traction. It might not generate conversations in such university.
Okay. So, and then of course, the size of campus, and then you said you've rejected small office lot campuses with just 20 to 80 students. You do give exceptions time to time because of the pandemic, right? When do you give this exception?
The exception came when smaller universities that are based in office lots, they actually told us that, hey, all our solutions are not working well. They really want to access the community. And at the same time, they want to find peers that are interested in what they're interested in. Because they're such a small university, they told us, and they're not given much exposure to the world outside. So we felt like we could actually do something during the COVID pandemic. So we decided to, you know what, let's just open up to smaller universities, provided they're active.
Right. And provided they're real, right? Because you've also, there are a lot of, universities or colleges that are not legit.
Yeah, I would call them kind of shady because they call themselves university and colleges.
Mm.
But I've also encountered one university that they sell their courses in a multi-level marketing style.
Huh.
It's kind of fishy. All the funny things we've seen over the years.
Okay. So, and this actually, you started this, what, in 2018, you were saying, right?
2018, but I've been around in the student industry doing things on and off since 2013.
Right. So you see almost all of it, right? You have a Quad Squad ambassador team, right? Who gets to be a part of that team?
This, we refer back to the number of requests in the campus.
Mm.
We believe if a student can bring, let's just say within 3 days, he or she can bring 50 to 100 students or maybe 1 to 10% of the university's population on board to Quad B. We believe this individual is an outstanding or maybe influential individual. That is the reason why we put the request number one there, the term number one, number of students from a campus. It's because we want to vet out these influential students to bring them on board into our ambassador team, which is called the Quad Squad.
Right. Okay, we'll talk a little bit about why, you know, join Scale Up Malaysia after this. I'm here with Hubert Lee from Quad B. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Boleh for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Hubert Lee from Quad B, and it's a social network for Gen Z students. And this revelation was made a couple of Chinese New Years ago where your cousins were saying, hello, 18 and 19-year-olds, we don't use Facebook. And you came up with this, right? To start this, right, how was it funded?
When we first started, we, Waiting and myself, which is co-founder number one and number two and myself, we actually put in ringgit from our own bank account.
Right.
And we actually said, you know what, we don't really need to fund a lot of money because the money needs to be used for us to survive on our day-to-day operations.
Right.
So we put 1,000 ringgit in, and the 1,000 ringgit in is used to establish our Sydney Heart Company,
mm-hmm.
which because to save the money, we actually did everything on our own. We went to the office, filled up the forms and all these things on our own just to save a couple of hundred ringgit.
Right.
And that was how we got started back then. We were established in 23rd of May, 2019, which is approximately a year after we had this idea, because we realized that, hey, we need to be investment ready before we even go out to look for investments. 12 days more, we are celebrating our second birthday.
Right. Okay. So, and you know, like what you said, you were already in this education space before this, what were you doing?
Oh, I do a lot of events for students. I advise students to organize events as an event advisor.
Right.
I also give talks in universities. I also run a couple of startups, which I won't disclose, which due to some reason, I run a couple of startups in the student industry as well. So it is an industry that I'm very, very, very passionate in.
Right. Okay. I want to ask, right, how did you see the Quad B being relevant during the pandemic and post-pandemic? How do you see it continue to be relevant?
During the pandemic, I see that as an adoption period.
Mm.
At that time, we will see massive adoption of Quad B in among students who probably used to think that Quad B is not that relevant.
Mm.
And post-pandemic, because they've adopted to our technology, they would actually continue using us. So that is what we think. We believe at times like this, and in an unprecedented time, we are providing students a platform to voice out and be themselves in an unfiltered, unbiased manner in which no adult intervention, no teachers talking on them, no parents looking at the activities every single day, because it's only for students and it is run by students.
Right. And so what happens, I guess, is that word of mouth in terms of getting people to know about Quad B is just friends. Is that the main form of marketing you see happening right now?
Friends bringing friends, word
yeah.
of mouth is happening. Mm. And at the same time, what we're doing right now is we're exploring into TikTok marketing.
Mm.
And we're working with some of the biggest influencers in the region to promote our product.
Okay, so we'll talk about TikTok because you yourself, you know, a bit of a personality there, right? Now, why did you decide to join Scale Up Malaysia? You know, and I guess, how do you plan to scale up?
Right. The reason why I joined Scale Up Malaysia is very, very obvious. When I go to Scale Up Malaysia, I see the website, I look at their partners there, and I was just like, wow, I know Zelia. I pitched to her back in Cradle. I know Andre, and I know this Aaron. He's a big shot. And I definitely know Dr. Siva. We can't be in startups in Malaysia and we don't know Dr. Siva. And I look at all these people and I told myself, you know, yes, the money is interesting, but what's more interesting is their wealth of wisdom.
Mm.
You know, there's no point giving us money and we don't know how to manage it. I would rather you teach us how to manage a company, how to manage money, and how to manage many, many more.
Mm.
Then only you give us the money. Because then, I believe wisdom is a lifelong thing, but money is just a temporary thing.
Mm.
So I applied. Aaron recommended me to apply. And I was just like, you know, we might be the smallest company there, the earliest company there, but let's just give it a shot, lah. We miss all the shots we don't take.
Mm.
Surprisingly, we got in. We went to their top 11.
Mm.
We got their funds. And I was just surprised until today.
Right, right. And you know, you've been involved in several scale-ups as well, right? And, you know, I guess that also, several startups yourself, right? You know, and I guess what has the learning been that you've applied to your other startups?
The learning I've applied is definitely, one thing is, the clarity.
Mm.
When I believe learning startups, entrepreneurship, it is not something that we immediately know. It takes many, many years of ups and downs and failures and successes to actually know what our direction is to learn.
Mm.
So it's a very hands-on thing. One biggest key takeaway is to first be very, very stubborn on the goal we want to achieve, but be very flexible on our strategies that we are implementing to achieve the goals. So that is probably the biggest key takeaway that I've learned from my previous startup.
Right. You know, so Quad B, right? Will this have legs beyond Malaysia? Are you looking beyond Malaysia?
Yes, definitely. The next country we really, really want to go into is Indonesia and Philippines. Philippines, because of personal interest, Philippines is actually one of my favorite countries to be at. So if I have operations in Philippines, I can probably go to Philippines more often. So it's sort of like an excuse for me to go there more often.
Okay. What's the appeal there?
Oh my God, the people, it is a very, very, it's a very humbling country.
Right.
Whenever I feel like I have almost everything I need, whenever I feel very arrogant and cocky. I will always think of my experience in Philippines where there are kids on the road begging for food. And that's in the city of Manila, supposedly the most wealthy city in Philippines. It's a very humbling experience. The beaches there is amazing. I just named Boracay and a few other beaches there. So it's amazing.
Okay.
It's really good. The people is really, really kind.
Right. Okay. So that's the next plan, to go to the Philippines and all that. And Indonesia, I guess.
Indonesia is mainly because of how I believe the country has a very broken education system.
Right.
I wouldn't say it's broken as in damaged, but I see there's an opportunity that we could actually make a change there. We could actually provide people. The thing about entrepreneurship is us being able to provide people with more opportunities that we believe they deserve. And that includes job opportunities. That includes opportunities to use a platform like Quadbee that lets them access to a world beyond their imagination.
Right.
Because what we realize is Indonesians and Philippines, some of them, they still think Facebook is the entire internet.
Okay, now you personally have 1.5 million followers on TikTok, right? So what do you talk about, right? And how do you connect this back to Quadbee?
So we go back to how I first started TikTok. Mm-hmm. I first started TikTok in the MCO 1.0, the first MCO.
March last year.
A year ago. It was just because I wanted to be on a platform that nobody I knew was on to express myself. I comment a lot about recent issues, the government stuff, racism. I comment a lot about all these serious, serious issues. But I was just trying to express myself because at that time I was really depressed. Mm. But what I didn't know is people are actually interested in what I have to say. Mm. And I grew from 1,000 to 10,000 followers in just a couple of months. Mm-hmm. But in month 4, things kind of escalated. One comment actually told me that, hey, you know, Hubert, you are very sassy. You have a great comedian kind of personality. Why don't you try doing skits? Try expressing this issue in skits. Then I'm like, okay, it's a great idea. I don't need a lot of time to do all these things for 15 to 30 minutes. Mm. So I did it. And the views were very low, but it got noticed one day by the algorithm, and I just got my first 1 million views, and I was surprised. It kept growing, 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 and from there on, I kind of like discovered an interest, a hobby of mine that became very, very real. I started doing more comedy skits. I started doing more educational skits in the form of comedy, and many, many more. And the goal is to appeal to Generation Z. Right. And these, not surprisingly, these people, I believe, will funnel to use Quadbee.
Right. So I'm looking at you now on TikTok. I'm like, you do qualify for a Gen Z the way you look. Okay.
Thank you.
Now you were saying that you are also looking at working with the influencers on TikTok to promote Quadbee. How are you going to do this?
I guess first we need to understand that we're speaking of Gen Z right now. They don't really care how many newspaper articles, how many radio interviews, how many online articles we've been in, because they don't read those anyway. They're not interested in those. But what are they interested in? They're interested in a form of content creation. They're interested in content creators, influencers. So overall, we've seen really, really interesting results happening. In just a matter of 3 days, we got thousands of signups. Right. From the influencers we've been working with. And back then, thousands of signups, we might need a week or a month to achieve in the earliest days. And now we're achieving it in a mere 3 days. So this is the power of influencers, provided we know what we're doing, provided we know how we want to send the message through the content.
Okay. All right then. Very interesting. You know, what's the rest of 2021 looking like for you?
Skill. One word, skill.
Right. Okay. And that's working with the likes of Scale Up and to build that up again.
Yes. I'm really grateful to Scale Up for providing us this opportunity to be part of their portfolios. Words just can't describe.
All right. You know, all the best. I'm looking forward to more exciting things. At least if I can't connect with Quadbee, my son will. Thanks for spending time with us this morning. Hubert Lee from Quadbee. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.